This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
I'm ready.
All right, Steve, go ahead and get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Alonzo will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What color is the hat of the Jack in the Box mascot?
Red.
No.
Yellow.
Yes. What prominent facial feature is Hello Kitty missing?
A mouth.
Yes. How many stomachs does a llama have?
Three.
Correct. In which sport is the Rocket Richard Trophy given out?
Hockey.
Yes. In the Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, it is set on what river?
Mississippi.
Yes. What is the number 3.14 known as?
Pi.
Correct. Who is Wolfgang Van Halen's mom?
Pass.
Cyberphobia is the fear of what?
Computers.
Yes. Which South American country is home to Snake Island?
Brazil?
Yes. Who played Morticia Adams in the 90s franchise?
Oh, wow. 90s. Pass.
Who is Wolfgang Van Halen's mom?
Oh, my God. Well, don't know it.
And Morticia Adams, who played her in the 90s franchise?
Again.
Oh, all right. You know what? Nothing to be ashamed of there. You got 8, Alonzo.
Not bad. Hey, not bad.
It's a good one, Steve. This is going to be a good one for sure.
Okay.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What color is the hat of the Jack in the Box mascot?
It is red.
No.
Yellow.
Yes. What prominent facial feature is Hello Kitty missing?
Mouth?
Yes. How many stomachs does a llama have?
They have 2.
No.
3.
Yes. In which sport is the Rocket Richard Trophy given out?
The Rocket Richard?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Golf?
No.
Tennis?
No.
Badminton?
No. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is set on what river?
The Mississippi.
Yes. What is the number 3.14 known as?
Pi.
Correct. Who is Wolfgang Van Halen's mother?
Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah. Cyberphobia is the fear of what?
The internet.
No.
Technology.
Yes. Which South American country is home to Snake Island?
Peru.
No.
Argentina.
No.
Mexico.
No. Who played Morticia Adams in the 90s franchise?
Oh, crap. Who is that? Selena Gomez.
No.
I don't know. I can't think of who it is. Jennifer Aniston.
No.
J-Lo.
No. Steve, with that, you got 7 correct, and that is a loss.
Oh.
8-7. Nice work, Alonzo.
That's yeah. It sounds like it. Maybe the Mariners should borrow the cheat sheet.
The Rocket Richard Trophy is given out in hockey. The South American country
Oh, my gosh. It's the Rocket Richard.
Oh!
If you would have said Rocket Maurice Rocket Richard, the Rocket Richard.
You broke Taryn.
Like, usually when you say something wrong, I'm like, I would have got it right. And I'm being a troll. But if you said Rocket Richard, I would have said hockey.
I am just telling you, I would prefer a Rocket Richard over a Rocket Richard any day.
A Rocket Richard sounds like something a lady would appreciate.
apologies for not knowing the correct pronunciation.
Never change, Taryn.
Our friend did get correct that the South American country home to Snake Island is Brazil. And neither of you knew that Morticia Adams is played by...
Angelica Houston.
Angelica Houston.
Oh, yeah. It's played by Rocket Richard.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, once a year, we do something that no other radio station dares to do.
Come to work.
Not that. Live Night. Live yes. Night is back, and we're going to be doing it at Snoqualmie Casino.
Back at Snoqualmie Casino, and they have that new ballroom. I am so fired up for this.
I have been to the ballroom yes. and seen a show there, and it is so sensational. The theme this year is going to be yachty and naughty.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to wear your captain's hat?
Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm going to wear it, though, because it's yachty and naughty.
We hope that you can join us Friday, February 13th. You can get all the details at KISW.com.
So it's us doing everything live, the Menjum doing everything live. And when we say everything live, we mean like the sound effects, the music. It's just going to be a blast. All the warts, too. I mean, it's a train wreck in the making, and it's going to be a great time at Snoqualmie.
You don't want to miss it, so join us.
The Daily Migs Show.
During a Twitch stream, Justin Bieber was sharing some of his thoughts on infidelity, and that led to a big debate online, of course.
If you even think of a woman with lust, it's the same thing as... actually doing it, and so, committing adultery or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Well,
I mean, I can understand. No, it's just not. There's a big difference.
I agree with you. And this leads to our simple question.
Why is he that stupid?
The Biebs?
No. Yeah.
His wife was clearly listening to whatever podcast he was doing.
I'm not saying he should say, oh, that's doing that is awesome, and then, you know, cheating is bad. Like, but I mean, they're two completely different things.
Well, let's pitch this simple question to Carrie on I-5 South. Carrie, does fantasizing about another person count as cheating?
No, I don't think so.
So would you be upset? Okay, I'm happy to think it's different. But would you be upset if, like you found out that, like, your significant other had a fantasy about somebody else?
I mean, I would hope he just wouldn't tell me about it, but it's just human nature.
That is a good point. Like, why volunteer that information?
No.
Babe, you won't believe the dream that I had last night. It was about our neighbor, Gladys. I don't know why her name's Gladys.
Wow.
But. I hope I don't have a neighbor named Gladys.
Well, I was going to say Gladys sounds really old.
Well, you know, that's the thumbnails I like to click on, Danny.
Oh, no.
Danny, how do you feel about this?
Absolutely not. I'm cheating like 7 times a day, if that's the truth. Like,
no.
I mean, physical touch and physical connecting is way different than whatever's happening in your little fantasy brain, you know?
Also, I'll be honest with you. I don't remember the... Oh, you guys God. Are going to be like, no, you're just saying that. I don't remember the last time that I had a fantasy about a person.
What, do you have a fantasy about them? An animal?
Yes. How'd you know? I'm really into goats. That's why I'm glad you got rid of those goats, because I was a little afraid to come over. No, I need to, like, watch a video.
Oh.
And, like, see a scenario. And, like, I can't just, like, just... conjure up like a fantasy about like a person, like a person that I met or someone that I know. Like, I just don't do that.
Steve's not good at playing make believe.
No, I never was.
Oh, no.
What do you have fantasies about people that you know?
I mean, not people that I know.
Mm. So what, didn't you have a make believe scenario about you and like Geddy Lee of Rush?
No, why is it Geddy Lee? First of all, he's not one of my hall passes. Well, Duff Rush McKagan is my hall pass.
Okay. Have you fantasized about being with Duff?
So many times.
Like, for me, like, Jessica Alba to me is like, that's like Mecca of the celebrities.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I've never once had a fantasy about, like, getting it on with her.
I've probably had a fantasy about getting it on with
but,
her.
But, like, if there was a sex scene, I'd watch that. Like, that would be, so it's not like I'm, like not in, not having impure thoughts. I'm just not creating these scenarios. Like, it just seems so weird to me.
What about in your subconscious brain, though, when you're, like, taking a nap or sleeping overnight? Like, you never
have... Oh, that, yeah, all bets are off. I'm banging everybody. Barista yesterday. No.
Oh,
no.
God.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've never met somebody that doesn't have a fantasy before.
Well, I mean, I'll find somebody high. Like, yeah, I'd like to do her. Like, I've had those thoughts, of course. Like, you know, but I've never been like, okay, now when I get home, I'm going to pretend that I ran into them at the 7-Eleven. And that the clerk had to leave, so it was just her and I. And then
okay, follow
wait,
up.
But wait. No, my follow up is what flavor of Slurpee was Jessica Alba getting?
Oh, she was getting Nerds, of course.
Of course, of course.
Delicious. It's the goat of all Slurpees, if you ask me.
Okay, so you don't create the, but like, if you're having alone time,
yeah.
Do you? Is it just blank in your mind?
No, I have a show on. I'm watching a show, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
It's Gilligan's Island.
Yes, I'm watching Marianne. She's helping Gilligan out with like the plumbing issue.
She's very, very helpful.
Well, yeah. And he was stuck, and she was just trying to help get him out.
She unstuck him.
Yes.
Doing the Lord's work out there.
I don't know where to go with this. Is Duff your number one like fantasy?
I mean, he was for
what's the scenario? Tell me the scenario. Is it like band practice and you just show up and you're like, Duff, I brought you some water.
No, I was like,
I accidentally sprayed some on my shirt. Can I take it off?
It's
so easy. You know that's what? Me. I'm easy.
You know what? I understand why he doesn't fantasize anymore.
Or ever.
Not very good at it.
No. Well, what's the? Yeah, I'm crying, listening to some of My Chemical Romance. You want to put some?
Come cheer me up.
You want to grab that Kleenex? Not for my eyes, if you know what I mean.
Is this what fantasies are to you? What is?
I'm sorry. Tell me your fantasy with Duff McKagan.
I'm obviously a groupie in the late '80s, guys.
Oh, okay, very believable.
Yes, totally.
And Danny, what was the last fantasy that you had?
I can't say that on the radio, Steve.
Can you tell us a scenario?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of the same thing. It's just like...
You were a groupie in the 80s?
Yeah, I was a groupie in the 80s. I met
Duff McKagan.
I was in the band, of course. I was Duff McKagan, and I met the groupie in the 80s.
Was the groupie Taryn? This is very weird.
You know, I'm going to plead the fifth.
The Daily Mix Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
And it is David from Edgewood playing this morning. What's up, David?
Hey, not a lot. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, man. How are you?
Good.
Let's spin the wheel and see if our friend David is playing with me or you, Steve.
Right, the wheel's spinning. Who will it land on? Will it be Taryn? Will it be Steve Miggs? David, you're going to be helped out by Taryn Daly.
Let's go, sister.
All right, David, here is your clip. That's about the time she walked away.
Okay, let me see. I know who that is.
Wait for me. So when you're 23,
don't
Yeah, my age today.
Sure. Oh, yeah, right.
Almost times two.
David, yeah. Would you like a hint?
I think I need, I know it's Nobody Likes You When You're 23.
Well,
that is not the name of the song, but we'll get to that in just a moment. The band is What Happens If You Wink With Both Eyes.
I'm doing it right now repeatedly.
Blink 182.
Yes. And then the song is, like, let's say you forgot how old you were.
Yeah, what's my age again?
Yeah. It's not the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I'll see more of these my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act like... David, great work there. Let's get another clip, Danny. And all the girls say I'm pretty fly. Huh. For a white guy. That baby, would be baby, the baby. Offspring, Pretty Fly for a White Guy. And all the girls say I'm pretty fly. Ooh. For a white guy.
Yeah!
David, congratulations! The Daily Mix Show. What is the story behind your pet's name? 206-803-ROCK. We want to know, what is the story behind your pet's name? Now, Steve, we have someone on hold who has named their pets after some very famous musicians you may have heard of.
Okay.
But first, we're going to check in with Andy in Puyallup. Andy, what is the story behind your pet's names?
All right, so we have two dogs, both have very unique names. Our pit bull mastiff, we brought him home for our daughter's 5th birthday. She decided his name was John Cena. And his name was, it was only John Cena for about a week, and he was not responding to it at all. I was like, sweetie, I don't think that's his name. So then she named him after my favorite basketball player. So our 9-year-old pit bull, his name is LeBron James.
I hope you call him by his full name all the time.
You know, we call him everything. Bronny James. And yeah, when we're yelling at him, it's LeBron James.
Well, also, John Cena is a terrible name because you can't see John Cena. So that's probably why he never answered.
It was, yeah. And then the pit bull, the white lab that we just recently got, the puppy, my wife brought her home for Mother's Day. And the deal is I get to name dogs if you're going to bring animals into the world that are into our home. So her name is Rhea Ripley.
Named after a very attractive wrestler. That's a good call.
Thanks, Andy. Nikki from Linwood, what is the story behind your pet's names?
Hi. Well, I'm not sure it's a story so much, but I think the names are self-explanatory. I'm just a big rock fan, so I named my cats Tomcat Araya.
Yes.
Slayer.
And Eddie Shedder.
Oh, so great. Oh my God. Nikki, who's your favorite band?
Oh, it's got to be Pearl Jam. Yeah. I mean, you know, I love the heavy metal, of course. I grew up on it. But when I got in the 90s and grunge came around, I haven't been able to ditch it. So I've been to 17 of their, I'm up to 22 of their concerts at this point. So they're great.
You've seen them so many times, you forgot how many times you saw them.
Yes. 206-803-ROCK. Joey, you're in Everett. What is the story behind your pet's names?
Morning, everybody.
What's up, Joey?
This is kind of funny. So I have two Papillons. I don't know if you know what those dogs are, but they're like little 12-pounders. They're brothers. So the first one that we got, my ex, her son, wanted to name him Don Quixote. I'm like, that's stupid. So I came up with Donkey, right? So short for Don Quixote. And then the other one, his brother that we got a year later, he wanted to call him Teddy. And I thought Theodore. Then I thought Theo. So I call him Ronnie James Theo.
I love the creativity here.
I love the Rockaholics are really living up to that nickname because they're all like music based.
Charles and Puyallup, what is the story behind your pet's name?
Sorry, I don't have a music-themed story, but it's story nonetheless. I gave my children, my two daughters, the opportunity to name the firstborn cat from a litter of this stray that we took in. And my daughter was 6 years old, and my oldest daughter was 12 years old. And it came up with a weird name. The mother had really big nipples, so they ended up naming the kitten Mrs. Nipples for some reason. And that is stuck. That forever on, she's been Mrs. Nipples.
So when people come over and you're like, Mrs. Nipples, get off of his lap, do they look at you like, what the hell is going on in your house?
No, because they know that we're all effed up.
Fair. And oddly enough, that was Taryn Daly's nickname at WSU.
Sure was. Yes. Maria and Bobble, what is the story behind your pet's name?
Hi, my dog's name is Indy, and we adopted her from Texas during 2020 because it was just a bad year for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so when we were watching Indiana Jones a couple of days before we got the dog, and we thought to ourselves, we're going to change the name because Indy is a weird name for a dog. And we were trying to introduce my twin boys to Indiana Jones, and they're 6 years old. At the end of the movie, Sean Connery plays Indiana Jones' dad, and he calls him Henry, and Harrison Ford goes, Dad, the name's Indy. And Sean Connery goes, Indiana was the dog. And we all started laughing and said, we're keeping the name.
Yeah, it's meant to be, right?
Yeah, you got to keep it with Indy.
Oh, boy, do you think old man Kenny is on the line? Do you think it has to do with marijuana?
Old man Kenny, I'm afraid to ask. What is the story behind your pet's name?
God, Migs, you got me so pegged. Back in 2005, I used to grow the green gongs. And my wife's ex-husband was breeding chihuahuas up in Mount Vernon. So she wanted a chihuahua. We went up to pick a litter for an ounce of weed. Trade the dog for the weed. We're about in Everett coming home. My wife says, what are we going to name them? I said, well, what did we just trade for him? She said, an ounce of weed. I said, yeah, his name's Ozzy the Wonder Dog. I'm looking at his picture right now. 13 years he lived. Ozzy the Wonder Dog.
Well, smoke one in honor of him today.
R.I.P. Ozzy.
The Daily Mix Show.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, it's not every day, Steve Miggs, that you encounter a drunk baby raccoon that needs saving.
Speak for yourself.
But for one woman, Misty Combs, she was called up to rescue a baby raccoon who was in some trouble. And we tracked down Misty, we found her, and we want to hear the story from you, Misty, about saving this baby raccoon.
Hi, Kaz.
So I don't know many other people I could say that might have kind of sort of gave mouth to mouth to a raccoon, but here we are, right?
Well, I didn't give mouth-to-mouth. Okay. I just done compression-only CPR.
And so, Missy, you've been a nurse for how many years?
21 years.
And was this the weirdest day on the job that you've ever experienced?
I've had some pretty weird days, but yeah, this is right up there, okay?
So how did these baby raccoons end up getting drunk in the first place?
Happy hour.
Well, we found them in the dumpster. Like, the mom sort of alerted us that there was something wrong. Uh-huh. And we went over and looked in the dumpster because she kept circling the parking lot. And one baby raccoon was fine, and the other one was underwater. But after we got it out, someone was like, hey, there's all kinds of peaches in there. And they were fermented peaches from the moonshine distillery.
Oh.
And I guess that they had been eating those fermented peaches all night. And the little one that had drowned, he must have ate them all night and just fell into the water drunk. I just felt so bad for him. I grabbed him by the tail and I whipped him out of there and I laid him on the ground and everybody was like, oh man, he is dead. He is just gone. And I was like, you know, not today. I'm going to try to save him. And I attempted, you know, to try to do some compressions on him and it was working. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I continued to do it and water started coming out. He started breathing and kicking a little. And so I just laid him over and started beating on his back, trying to get the rest of the water out. He was coming to a little bit, but he wouldn't come all the way to. So I figured he was like maybe poisoned with alcohol,
right,
or just way drunk. He was just, he was just blistered. Okay. And,
do you even know what is the drinking age for raccoons in Kentucky?
You know, I don't know, but he didn't care that day. He was like, and he really enjoyed the peaches.
These peaches are delicious.
Yes.
So after the raccoon comes through and you're like, okay, we saved the raccoon's life, then what happens? Is it now your pet, or like, do you just send it off and say, hey, you know, stay away from those peaches?
No, I was, as the nurse, I was like, oh my gosh, this raccoon needs some antibiotics. You know, it probably is going to get pneumonia because it had so much water in its lungs. Mm. So I called Fish and Wildlife and they took it to the vet. And the vet gave it some fluids that day and let it sleep off its, you know, its drunkenness.
Yeah.
And actually, the Fish and Wildlife guy brought it back to me the next day, and I was able to turn it back loose where it lives. You know, it lived under the little bridge that we had to walk across every morning where we would park and walk to work.
So how many days sober is this raccoon now?
We haven't seen it back over there, so hopefully it learned its lesson. Hopefully.
Well, Missy, you're pretty amazing. The fact that you sprung into action and knew exactly what to do. I mean, if any other person had found that raccoon, who knows what would have happened. So thank you for being a friend to the furry creatures of the world.
Yes, yeah, I try. You know, I try to give everything a chance, and it is part of our job here, you know, at the health department, you know, for public health. And I was trying not to get rabies, but, you know, I did want to try to save its little life that day.
Thank you for sharing that experience, and hopefully the raccoons stay out of the dumpster and don't get drunk again.
Yes, yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
We would love to hear the story of the most insane, unbelievable day that you had at work. And it's all inspired by a gal named Misty who had to give CPR to an intoxicated baby raccoon.
I've had some pretty weird days, but yeah, this is right up there, okay? We found them in the dumpster, like the mom sort of alerted us that there was something wrong.
Honestly, she could read the telephone book to me and I would just listen with both ears wide open.
I love
her voice and I just love her spirit and just her vibe.
Aww. And we went over and looked in the dumpster because she kept circling the parking lot. One baby raccoon was fine and the other one was underwater. But after we got it out, someone was like, hey, there's all kinds of peaches in there. And they were fermented peaches from the Moonshine Distillery.
I believe that was the inspiration behind the President of the USA song, Peaches.
Yeah, that's the one.
And I love that the story is just like the mama raccoon's looking at us like, hey, my kid's wasted in the dumpster. Can you help me out?
Oh my gosh, so insane.
Yes, crazy day at work.
Can you beat that or even compete with that? We want to hear about the most insane, unbelievable day you had on the job. 206-803-ROCK. Evan from Puyallup, what was that insane day on the job that you had?
Hey guys. So this is in my past life. I used to be a aerospace journalist, actually, reporting on the industry. And I was covering a trade show. It was actually for the National Business Aircraft Association. And my editor, last day of the show, says, hey, there's a big banquet tonight. I want you to come. It's going to be a blast. It'll be a lot of fun. That's all the information I got. So I'm like, all right, cool. Throw on my suit, tie, the whole bit, show up. the keynote speaker, so this was actually a banquet for a program called the Young Eagles, gets kids into aviation. Keynote speaker slash MC was Harrison Ford.
Oh. I feel like I could listen to him talk all day.
Him or Misty, though.
Yeah. So they do their thing. Band comes on. The band was Chicago.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. I don't even like Chicago, but if I'm at work and all of a sudden Chicago just shows up and they're performing, I'm like, you know what? They're my favorite band today.
And so, yeah, so great, fun, awesome. Then Neil Armstrong and Gene Cernan, who was last man on the moon, walked by.
Oh, for a second I thought you said Gene Simmons. I'm like, why is Neil Armstrong with the demon from Kiss?
Right? I don't know. That night was so surreal, I wouldn't have been surprised at that point.
Did you get any time with any of those people? Like, did you have a chance to chat with Neil Armstrong or Harrison Ford?
I didn't get it. I got to talk to Neil Armstrong and Gene Cernan a little bit. I had actually, about 2 years prior to that, two, 3 years prior to that, had drinks with Gene Cernan. So I had a few stern words with him because even to this day, this is 20 something years ago, I think I'm still hungover from that man.
That's awesome.
Right Evan. On, You're Evan. Right.
Yeah, what about you? What is the craziest day you've ever had at work?
Okay, well, just I want to preface this by saying that for many, many years, Duff McKagan was my hall pass listed, you know, if I ever get the opportunity. That's my hall pass.
Oh, for real?
So when we
that
were,
was mine as well.
I knew it.
Crazy.
So when we were at Pain in the Grass 2013 over at the Gorge, Jolene knew how much I had feelings for Duff McKagan, and she was like, hey, do you want to meet Duff? And I like panicked. I'm like, oh my God,
you know
is this going to be my chance? Which obviously is not.
Oh, that would have made the story even more amazing if we just found out she actually cashed in on her hall pass.
I just pitched myself to Duff McKagan, who's married to, by the way, a swimsuit model who's so wonderful and beautiful. But my level of panic meeting my hall pass was next level. Most people don't ever get to meet their hall passes.
What was the level of panic? Were you afraid that maybe he would proposition you and
no.
you had to make that decision?
No, I was just afraid I was going to embarrass myself and then I'd never get another opportunity, which is probably the way that it went.
So how'd it go? Oh, wow.
It went great. I got to take a picture with him. He was so nice. That being said, he stole my hall pass, so offer's still on the table.
It instantly made me think of something. This guy was not my hall pass, but Chris Novoselic from Nirvana.
Oh.
Still to this day, but I mean, there was a moment in my life where Nirvana was like the be all end all. Like, that was the band for me. And I remember, like, he was doing some, when I was working at the end, at times he would pop in randomly, do interviews, but like, I just barely started working at the end. So I kind of had a couple conversations with him, which was surreal. But I'll never forget one day I was at work, I got there early and I'm kind of doing some stuff, or got there late because I was doing both mornings and the whole other story. But, anyways, all of a sudden, opening up the production door, it's Chris Novoselic. I didn't realize he was working on some project. And he just leans at his head and goes, hey, Steve, could you help me out with something? And I was like, what the hell is going on right now? Like, also my hall pass. So we got into the studio. And then, you know, next thing you know.
Wow.
Danny, what about you?
It had to have been going with Mike Carrera from MXPX to Green Day.
Dude.
And the fact that, like, that, I mean, technically that was work because I was going to Green Day and I was taking social media for the no, I just went to Green Day, but it was because of the station that I got to go, and then I got to take Mike as my plus one, and it was like I'm standing in the pit watching one of my favorite bands with one of the guys from my favorite bands. Wild. And this, the same with Metallica too. Yep. Getting to go with the guys from MXPX to watch Metallica at Lumen Field in a suite.
Okay,
oh, I
Danny.
Thought you were gonna say going to Metallica with me and being in
yes. Danny wins.
And guess what? Mike and Tom also my hall passes, so you know.
what a great, and then next thing you know, they close the suite door and Daddy's moving to Bremerton.
The Daily Mix Show.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.